It was the derech of different Rashi Yeshiva. To be very tough on their talmidim. And I mentioned that the reason was because all the Yisurim ben Adam l'chaver are all, if it's not l'toiv vosay, if it's l'toiv vosay, it's all mutter. Rambam is mefurish and albonis ponim. Albonis ponim, we're Chazal at least presented as Yehari Val Yavir, you're better dead than be malum in someone's ponim. And the Rambam says it's mutter if nothing else works. So the shayla is, how does that work today? So I mentioned that, you know, you've got to know whom you're dealing with and what's going to work. The Gemara says, "Amaka lifnei gadol, zayvan lifnei iver." If you beat a kid that's a gadol, gadol is already bar mitzvah, so you know he's probably going to hit you back. So you're zayvan lifnei iver. You belong in chayrim. We understand it today. If you're harsh with your kids, first of all, they may hit you. But aside from that, today, so many of the kids that are struggling, the kids at risk, attribute their resentment of Yiddishkeit to what today we call abuse of the parents. Now, generations of generations, not so long ago, it was understood if you don't hit your kids, you're spoiling them. Today it doesn't work. It's Ikbis of the Mashiach, it doesn't work. A machanach today cannot get away with being malbim ponov, with being tough on a kid. The world has changed. So leave everything I mentioned as lahalacha v'lo lamaisa. If you want to successfully bring up happy, healthy children, it's only positive. This is the place, not saying the whole thing on chinuch, but even discipline, you have to discipline. That's an equal part of chinuch. And if you don't discipline your kids, you're ruining them. But you got to know how. It's got to be extremely positive. And then there's no prayer. And if not, you're able to neither. Mama, I believe neither. Okay. That's the lamaisa. Now we get to today. Tikkun Amidus. What?
We asked for last week.
I'd rather move on now. Yeah, I'd rather move on now. Tikkun Amidus. Tikkun Amidus. Mesillas Yesharim tells us that what's the Tachlis Achaim? It's Kirvas Elokim. Ultimately, that's in Olam Haba, but even in Olam Hazeh, David HaMelech says, "Vani kirbes elokim li toiv, ki rak zehu atoiv." Kirbes elokim. How do you get the kirbes elokim? Through shleimus. What is shleimus? See, he gives us a whole outline. He says, Kiyum mitzvis and tikkun amidis. And he says that every situation in life that the Rebbeinu Hashem sends us is only another opportunity to develop our shleimus. Every situation. Then when he sums it up at the end of the first parak, in Seinu Lemedim, that anything that you do, you have to ask yourself, is this going to bring me closer to Hashem? Then that's what you do. Is this going to take me away from Him? Then this is what you don't. And what should be the tachlis of everything you do? Lishbar es hamachitzois hamafsikois beinoi levein koinoi. To break all of the walls that separate between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And what are they? The chumris. Which essentially midas. So, interesting that where mitzvahs fit in. He mentioned how to keep mekayim all the mitzvahs. And in Zehirus, he talks about the diktuk. Every little thing makes a difference. Every mashu. And that's why you got to know halacha to the very end. Because any little thing wrong can take away from your shleimus. So one second, is it about midas or about mitzvahs? Both, what's the shidduch? So there are two mahalchim, and they're both emes. The Rambam writes in Shmei Neprokim that one way or another, the tachlis of every mitzvah is tikkun amidas. We don't always understand the details, but certainly the general idea that you have to be on top of every little thing you do means that you're in total control of yourself. Which in terms of tikkun amidas is like, that's tops. You can't do anything without thinking. You can't say a word without thinking. And you got to push yourself. Because all of what the mitzvahs are mechayiv you to do. You can't be soiveling yourself a mashu of atzlus. Between the chiyuvim and the yisurim. That turns you into a whole different human being. In terms of midas. Not to mention the mitzvahs that deal with midas directly. That's one thing. That's one thing, and it's emes. But that we also understand that there are deeper tikkunim we're making in ourselves by way of kiyum mitzvahs. That means shleimus includes every level of our existence. Shleimus includes our midas, and it includes zichuch of whom we are, and every mitzvah has the segula of what it does for you. Every mitzvah provides for you a different darga. Chavetz Chaim brings from Rav Chaim Vital that there are machivorim and shesagidin in the neshama and the tariag mitzvahs. There are machesin, the shesalavin, deal with all the different parts, not of your physical body, but of your agav. The svarim say it's both, but of your neshama. That means shleimus is not just shleimus hamidus in the form of being metaken the midas the way we know, but it means being metaken aspects of yourself that are deep in the soid of what makes our neshama work. That's all part of the shleimus. I mean, shleimus is a combination of being metaken our midas and being metaken our neshamas, providing for our neshamas, more and more of the stuff that makes it higher and gives it the ability to be misanig al Hashem and olam haba, and to feel kirvus elokim in this world.
They're
two mahalachim. One mahalach is that everything's about midas, and the other mahalach is that really the tikkunim include all the different levels. Yeah. We have levels of we have different levels of our existence.
These mahalachim don't agree to each other.
That's it. They're both emes. They're both emes. The shal is how, you know, what you're focusing on. You're focusing on your neshama. You're focusing on the fact that you see a change through by way of being medaktik and halacha. You see a change in just what kind of person you are. Now, against that background, we have to read the Gra. The Pasuk says, Hatzik b'musar al terif, nitzreha ki chayecha. Hatzik b'musar al terif, hold on to it, don't let go. Nitzreha. Guard it. Ki hi chayecha. So, the Gra. What does adheno mean? What does adheno mean? Adheno means since you're a kid. So in Eben Shlema, they bring from the Goyim that what it's referring to is Adheno, meaning in your previous Gilgulim. Why do we come back? Why are they gulgulim? See, there are times that a person be'etzem fulfilled his mission in life, but in the process he also messed up here and there. Gehenna will take care of that. If Yisurim and Olam Hazeh didn't do it, and Nisa didn't do it, Gehenna will take care of it. There are times that a person did not fulfill his mission, or there was one aspect of his life where he left such a big hole that Gehenna was enough, not enough to take care of it, and the Rabbanu Shalom gives him a second chance. Mekubalim write in Ramchal, it's, you know, Ramchal, you don't have to call it Nistar. Ramchal writes that already since the days of the Amoroim, most neshamas are recycled. Most of us are just Gilgulim here for the second or third time. Memela. The purpose of our being here is to be metaken what we didn't do in the past.
It doesn't seem like we've been very successful. If we keep being Gilgulim, what's the point?
What's that?
If we keep being Gilgulim from the Amoraim, it's not working.
No. I mean, if we're still Gilgulim, it's not that every one of us was here like 10 times. But we're here, be eager to be metakin. What we weren't metakin yet. That means the first time around, you have a tafkid, whatever that is. depending on your Shayrish Hanashalma. Once you come back as a Gilgul, which is what we all are, we assume.
Why do we assume that?
If we're in the days of the Amoraim, they were for the most part Gilgulim. There are only a finite number of neshamas, of neshamas in Klal Yisrael.
I think Chazal should be the 10th time already.
We don't know if 600,000 is exactly 600,000. You know, we understand that 600,000 was only from 20 years old and it was only men. Millions. We're talking about millions. And there have to be at least as many neshamas as there are Yidden today, and as many as there. You know, we don't know what the. We don't know what numbers in Chazal are for real or which ones are Guzmas. But Bizman HaChurban, when they talk about, you know, the numbers of people that they were all over the place, if they all live with Vasachas, then each one had to be a separate neshama.
Each person a full neshama?
Pashtus here.
Are we allowed to use that fact to take comfort in certain problems that we have? Let's say
Lumashal,
a person is not a big
Bakish. Hold off. Let's manage what we're talking about. So they bring their Nevi Shleim. That really, everybody should find out what it is that he came back for. And in the days of the Nevi'im, they used to go to the Novi and ask, what should I do in life? What is my tafkid? Today we don't have Nevi'im. So what are you supposed to do? They bring down, if you find that there's a particular struggle you have, Mistoma, that's what it is. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shlomo enlightens us to what our tafkid is in Tikkun HaMidos by giving us our greatest nisoyin in that area.
Why do we have such four
lives? Well, let's do it one at a time. Let's do this one at a time. When there are no Nevi'im around, if you find that there's one area that you struggle with, you got to invest in that heavily. That's your ticket to Olam Haba. That's your ticket to Lisanei El Hashem. Now we have a Shiloh. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Means all my Torah and mitzvahs I was making last time around. I'm just missing this one thing. If I'm mashlim that, that's fine. That's all you have to do. What? You're going to make a bigger mess. What?
Yeah, you were kind of called
So the Goyim Taka says, says the Goyim Anyoin. He brings a pasuk, "Shabeach ani esameisim." Pasuk in Geheles, "Shabeach ani esameisim shekvar meisu, menachayim ashechayim adenu." So it's a kefal lashon, "Hameisim shekvar meisu." Of course, kvar meisu. Otherwise, there wouldn't be meisim. ולחיים אשר חיים עדנו. זה לא חיים עדנו, זה לא חיים. לחורה. שכבר מייס ובחיים אשר חיים, חיים ייתו דבורים. אלא שרוצה לא אמר. שטויבים הם המייסים שכבר מייסו ולא מצטרחו לובוי בגילגול, ואויסים שאין חיים עדנו שבואו בגילגול. He's משבח the מייסים that don't have to come back. The ones that have to come back in a Gilgul, oy. Ubezem Yushif. With this, they're going the same pshat in a peladik amachloikis. Hillel and Shammai were arguing for years. No yichloi l'adam shenivro, no yichloi l'adam shalonivro shenivro. What was the maskana? No yichloi l'adam shalonivro shenivro. V'achshav shenivro, yifash v'shmais avigidam im yimash v'shmais. U'bezem Yushev, this gemara, the koshet. What the Rabbani Shem created us and it's bad? Void Ashav Shenivra Koshal Olmoy Void Maish Mayafashmesh Havli Lima Yabr Zashem Yaset Toiv Elonire the Nechlik will be Shula Gilgal Sheni. The Machloikis is in the second Gilgal. Shailu Oimrim Toivlo Shinivra, you call Pamois and Mitzvahs, Mashamak Tasmafarshan. Veilu Oimrim Toivlo Yoisimoyim attacking the Gilgal Rishli, it's not the Gilgal Shani. That means Gilgal Shani, you add more Mitzvahs that you didn't do the first time around. On the other hand, coming back here, it's Yogoin. Vechein Imnu Vagamu Kanal. So what was their maskana? That taka, you're better off not having to come back the Gilgul. Va'achshav shenivra al korchok v'sakin ma'isav shemikedem. V'loy v'shvil mitzvist lasois. You didn't come back to do more mitzvahs. You did your mitzvahs already. Valkin Yira Ikala Takma Shaposhami Koidir. Kamashamar Avukhava Maizarit Fei. Different Amaron, there was something that they were more Zohirin. They felt that was their tikkun. Vehech Yoda Mashakilkul Mikedim. How do you know what you came back for? Yesh is a basimon. Things that you made mistakes. You see, I keep doing a certain aver. Why does he have such a strong atiya to it? Even if he controls himself, but why is it such a battle? You know, we always know that. Over Avera Vishonaba, Nas is like a head. Head is like a kid. So, here the guy saying a Chiddush that what you did in last Gilgul is enough to put you in that matziv that it becomes your hergel. לכך יש בני אדם שחושקים בעבר האחס יויסר וזה בעבר החרס ועל זה אמרו יפשפש במייסוף שיפשפש איז מייסוף. אוקיי?
So if a person isn't born with a certain chisar but he develops it in his current Gilgul, is that his tikkun
on his own? Mistoma, it developed in this Gilgul because of he was more prone to developing that teva because of last Gilgul. Now, but we're still, this still begs an explanation. So why are we busy with Torah and Mitzvahs? Let everybody just spend his life being metaken that area that he feels he has the greatest nisoy in it.
Not only reflect the self-rectification, but it's also inside the prophet, it's also a clock. It's also the global
rectification. What do you mean?
The mitzvahs and verses, we're not just here to rectify ourselves.
Well, the problem, you're talking about the Tikkun Olam.
Yeah.
So why do I have to worry about the Tikkun Olam? Why do I have to worry about the Tikkun Olam? I was created lisanig al Hashem.
That's how I'm going to earn it.
But the Goyim's saying that the way you earn is by being metakin what you didn't do last time. And I was, you're definitely right. The Shaila is, where does it fit in, Lefi Degro? He's making it sound like this is it, nothing else.
Isn't Torah Chalis and working on Torah, you work on other things as well?
Halavai. What do you mean? When you work on Torah, you're going to be working on the thing that... Lamdafka, if you don't concentrate on the thing that you have to work on, you're not going to work on it.
Like the Rav said the other week, with learning of all enough, could help.
So spend your life learning about that particular mid. Learn about that particular mid. You know, why?
There's no mention of Mesilas Yesharim, but Mesilas Yesharim work on another thing that he's working on.
Mesilas Yesharim is busy with Shleimus. He was writing for the people the first time around. Ramchal himself says that we're all recycled.
Someone has no strong atiyah. Is it possible that a person has no strong atiyah, especially?
I've never met anybody like that. I've never met anybody that... It doesn't agav, it doesn't have to be one thing. It could be that we come back because we have more than one. But bederach klal, we have, you know, one eager thing or a couple of mamish eager things that are a life's issue.
Is it always so obvious?
What?
Is it always so obvious to an individual?
If you're self-aware, yes. And lav dafka, that it's an aveira. It's a midah. It's the way you're wired. Someone who's insecure. Someone's insecure. Which Lamaise is going to prevent him from doing so much. He's got to be talking.
What's a big
mitakin? What?
What's a big mitakin?
Oh. Whatever the real shoresh of that is. Which is ultimately something, whether it's lacking in bitochen, lacking in emunah, deep down, it has to be something in Torah. We're not talking about psychology. It's something in Torah. There's something in Torah that he didn't develop last time around, and in Mela, he walks in, and he came into this world, and it's sitting there in his subconscious, waiting for the opportunity to play itself out. But we still didn't answer the question. What's with everything else?
Could be the mitzvahs are connected to each other, and that if you focus on one thing, but it's not in the environment of the other mitzvahs, it can't work. There's a certain connection between the mitzvahs.
So let's talk this out. What does this mean? What does this mean? The framework Rabbeinu Shlomim gave us for developing Shleimus is Torah u'mitzvahs. Within it, avada, you can concentrate on those areas. But there's no such thing. And they're going back to, this is not psychology. There is no such thing as working on midas outside of the framework of Torah u'mitzvahs.
That's the first rung of the ladder.
What's that? No, I've got a problem, that's what I got to be metakin finished. But the only way to be metakin is within the framework of Torah mitzvah. You got to be mekayem every last mitzvah. It's just that you got to make sure that you're investing heavily in that area, so within your kiyum of Torah mitzvahs, that's a tikkun on whatever your neshama is missing. But there's no such thing. I want to know, what did the goyim come to be metaki? He was a batan last time around. That's pshat. His greatest struggle was asmada.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not in the biography.
So the bare luck where everyone's going to be grilled on Kol Torah Kula.
I thought that it's true.
But it's not.
I don't know. I keep comforting myself and saying that it's going to be all the Gilgulim, not just this one. But I don't think that's true. I hope the last time I knew more.
But if there are Eretz Kavod the Torah, if it is needed to be done for the sake of Torah,
they work together. There is no, we don't find a framework of working on Midas without Torah. It's all within the context of Torah. Yes, some of it is circular. Some of it is that you need to learn Torah to develop your Midas to learn more Torah. True.
You can't be developing a Midah in order to learn Torah.
But what are your tools? If you don't have Torah, you don't have the tools. If you don't have Torah, you don't have to, again, going for therapy is not the answer.
Even
without
that,
what?
One's own self is saying to himself, category,
without Torah, you know nothing.
Can't get there.
Without Torah, you're not going to get there.
Then the Rambam says, without Torah, I can't work on Kass. What does that mean? Without Torah, as motivation, or as ability, strength, kishar?
Even if nothing else, you don't know what Torah, what Kass is without the Torah. You don't know when Kass is expected and how to deal with it. You don't know. You don't. What's wrong with Kass?
A shotness on the Kass.
I say with self to my
you're not going to find out without Torah. And that's the framework. Understanding what's wrong with Kass.
The person knows that their issue is only Kass. I mean, should they do, is it appropriate they should do Tefillin on a very minimal level?
No.
I suppose on a basic level?
No. No, that's not what Torah is. Without a Melis Batura, you're not going to. The greater you are Omel B'Torah, stop, you're talking about Torah specifically, you know, Talmud Torah, the more you're Omel in Torah, the more you understand. Le'amar Etz Chosid means even in Midas, there's only a certain place that your Seichel will take you to. The sensitivities you develop in learning Torah give you a whole different picture of what Midas is supposed to look like. With Talmud Torah without question, Talmud Torah without question puts you in a whole different place in terms of what the Midas is supposed to be like. Okay, so you won't call people names all day. But in terms of what's nichnas in that particular Midah, without your growth in Torah, you don't know what it is. You manage, don't know what it is.
Can Goyim be held responsible then for things of Midas of Yisrael?
Midas of Yisrael, yes. The degree to which a Yid is responsible, no. We're responsible on a whole different level. We're responsible on a whole different level.
I've heard from numerous people that when it comes to Chochmah and the Goyim Tamim, so for some reason the Goyish folks out there are much more helpful than the Sezer Zhar.
I believe I mentioned that that's because we don't know how to take the practical things out of Torah. But in terms of the hasogis of what you have to turn into, none of the books out there come close.
So if you're holding on a low level, we're better off.
On a low level, you're better off. But if you're not going to steig in your Torah, you'll never understand what the Torah wants of us.
So as beginners, we just start by the good?
If you have to. If you don't, if you can't figure it out yourself.
Didn't Rambam say that there were some guys who got to the level of almost the Nevuah? They didn't have a Torah, they didn't get that far. How did they get that high?
But they didn't get Torah. They didn't get Torah.
That happened to any of this.
But they didn't get Torah. They did not get Torah. We say Shaloi Osani Goy. They didn't get Torah, Shaloi Osani Goy. So the Torah is Avram says, Shaloi Osani Goy doesn't mean I'm thanking Hashem for not being the Shikur in Poland. Shaloi Osani Goy means Aristotle. It means no matter what you want, but without Torah, without a Yiddish and a Shama, you don't have the Hasogis that are necessary to have the Kesher with the Rabbanu Shalom that's meant for a Yid.
Out there in the world, when a person has a lot of kas, or a lot of taiva, or depression, so they throw pills at you. And it makes it a lot easier. So that's what you say. Obviously, I don't know anything about that. The question
that's
is...
That's not Tikkun HaMidos. That just keeps you from doing Ma'aseh Moed.
Is there any value to taking it until you at least get down?
There are today. They believe that medicating puts you in an easier place to then start what they call therapy. What I mean, they're referring to therapy, but it means in dealing with it.
Should that be done if a person wants to work on this?
No. No, I don't think unless somebody is mamish, you know, he's totally out of control, where he can't access his seichel yashar in the first place, then he needs medication. But otherwise not.
So what is the context of psychology?
It's the Chokhmah Bagoyim Tamin on very basic, very, very basic understanding of the way you process information that is responsible for your behavior. And it's fundamental, it's basic. It will not give you hasogis in where a yid is supposed to arrive at. There is no alternative to Torah for that.
Is it going backwards learning that if you're already learning Torah to learn
that? It depends. It depends what you've gotten. If you never got the foundation, then building Torah on it, you're still a Balmidas Ross, and we saw, you know, the Torah becomes a Sanam Avos.
But if someone has that foundation,
if someone is not self-aware and he learns Torah, he becomes a Rosh or Rusha that has all the armumias to go ahead and hurt other people. A narcissist learns Torah. Oy, is he dangerous. He'd be better off not learning Torah. What? To give an example. I'd rather not. I mean... You want names? I mean, what? What do you mean? You get a narcissist who's self-centered, wants to build himself up, he uses all of his Torah for that, he becomes manipulative, and because he knows Torah, he knows how to get people but good.
What's going to be the breaking point for him to work on himself? How is he going to... Someone's
got to
tell him, so look at the Torah. Look at the Torah.
Listen, I don't know when someone is not self-aware. You know, I don't know what's supposed to do. Someone else is supposed to give him Teichacha, or it's supposed to sink in from his learning Torah. I don't know. A lack of self-awareness is the number one negius. When someone just is totally not self-aware, then Torah is dangerous. The shaila is, will he ever run into something in Torah that will make him start thinking? Or does he just need tachacha from friends? And is that going to help Bichlal? Till someone beats him up? Sometimes, what the Rabbanu Shalom does is bring these people to a matzah where they do things that are so terrible that they realize maybe there is something wrong with them.
Is that what Karadiblachperba means?
What?
Is that what Karadiblachperba is?
It's an extreme example of it. It's an extreme example of it. An extreme example.
A regular person should be worried that the Torah is going to make his bad middos worse.
We're not such bad people.
If he's got a few bad middos.
I mean, you got to work on your middos. If you're self-aware and you're trying to improve yourself, Torah can only help you. If you're not so self-aware, or you're just not involved in improving yourself, then Torah is going to cater to all of your shortcomings. It's going to be marbed with them.
Don't we all lack self-awareness to some degree?
but some people to a great degree and other people to a lesser degree.
Degree is not the right word. In areas, in certain areas you may be very self-aware, but in other areas...
I think b'derech klal. I think b'derech klal. B'derech klal. There are some people that are more self-aware and some people that are less self-aware.
Equally distributed in all areas.
B'derech klal. That you have a blind spot, maybe. Could also be, but b'derech klal, people that are not so self-aware, the blatant stuff they have a harder time denying, but the less blatant stuff they're okay with, or they're just some things that, some things that are much bigger than you saw in admitting that you got it.
The God says that a person should look for how the things that he has hard with. How does it fit with the person should learn, Mashiach Berchotah, it's a person should strengthen his
Okay, so now I would like to go a little further. It's getting late. Bechlal Torah and Mitzvahs is not just learning and fulfilling mitzvahs. Tikkun Olam was brought up before. That's all part of our avodah. That's all part of Torah mitzvahs. An understanding that we have to be metaken things and be metaken things around us. If somebody is living in the environment where people are loqui, then Torah is mechayev that he does something about it. If someone is living in an environment where he realizes they could be in a so much of a better place if he does something, then Torah is mechayev that. In determining what a person's tafkid is in life, it's a bit two-dimensional, maybe even one-dimensional, to focus only on tikkun of that one midah. You have your Mekayim Torah mitzvahs, and so much of what you're mechuyev to do al pi Torah depends on what's going on. Lamashal, you're living in a place where people are loqui in a certain area. Okay, there are certain mitzvahs they trample. So you have a chiyuv to go and enlighten them. You have to be metaken them. The Torah is mechayev. If nothing else, or Rashal Yochim is Divrei HaTorah Azos. V'chiyesh Torah Nefolos. Yeah. Yeshio, Olai Lohokim. If there's something that's necessary and you feel that you could do something about it, then Torah mitzvahs are mechayev. So it's not like the only thing you have to do in life is make sure I'm learning, make sure I'm keeping mitzvahs, and be eager, make sure I'm working on my particular midas issues, the big ones. You also have to ask yourself, why did the Rabbanu Shalom give me certain strengths and talents? Why did the Rabbanu Shalom give me certain passions? And why did he put me where he did in the age that he did? In this mokum, in this man. Why did he put me? Only to be metagin my midas. Only to be metagin that midah I was metagin last time. He didn't give me any other tafkid. Avada, when you talk about Tikkun HaMidos within a framework of Shleimus and Torah, how could you only focus on that Midah and forget about where you are and what's expected of you? So it's interesting. The Rabbanu Shem gives us more than one Tafkid. Mitzad echad, we're gilgulim, and if we don't deal with that mida we were supposed to, we'll have to come back again if he gives us that privilege. Mitzad sheni, why did he bring my gilgul into me, including all of the different other things he put there with it? And why did he place me where he placed me? You can't ignore that. You can't ignore that. If there's some way of tying in your tikkun midas with your tikkun, then that would be ideal. If you realize that what's holding you back from doing what is your obvious achrayis where you are is some midah that you're lacking in, then it's pashit. You got to work on that midah in order to be able to effectively do what Hashem put you in this world for. Meaning, it's not just what the goyim says is when you realize when you're lokui in one area. It's also when you look at what is obviously what the Rabbanu Shem wants you to do, and that nida seems to be interfering with it, then it's poshit that that's what you got to do. Then it's poshit. So, you know, we understand why they went to Nevi'im. We understand why you need a Navi for that. It's complex. Levi the Goyim was poshit. Why did they tell us that they would go to an Avi? Because it's complex. You were put into this world to be able to accomplish something that can only be accomplished if you're Matak and your Midas. Your Midas are going to get in the way. I would say, I believe Agam the Goyim doesn't say it in these words. I find it hard to believe that it's not included in the Goyin, and for us, Mistoma an Iker. It's not just which Mida I have the greatest Yetzirah for, but which Mida is it that is preventing me from doing what it seems like my Tafkid is. Which Mida is preventing me from being able to do those things that deep down I know I have a passion for? Deep down I know I've got to do this, but I've got a Mida that doesn't allow me to. That, I think, is the ideal Tikkun that addresses your whole self. If the Rabbanu Shem gave you pashp, there are things that mamish speak to you. And the Rabbanu Shem gave you talents. But you can't bring yourself to do it because you're insecure. You need certain things. Whatever it is, you realize there's a mida that needs tikkun, and until you're mitaken it, this is going to hold you back like nothing else will, from what you know you want to do, what you know you would want to do. That's what you're here for. You got to be mitaken it within the framework of Torah, of course. To be mitaken it and be able to accomplish what the Rabbanu Shalom put you here for. Now, why did he put you here for it? Because he didn't finish in the last Gilgul. But he put you here in a door that needs something that only you could be metaken. So you got to know what speaks to you. You got to know what is it that taka, you know, this is what I should be doing, I know. So why am I not doing it? Which mida within me needs a tikkun godl in order to enable me to be able to be that person. I think this is mamish. This is mamish figuring out what you're here for. And if only we had Nevi'im, it would be so poshit. But if you do some cheshbon on nefesh, the odds are you're going to find it.
What if the thing that's holding me back is not a midah? I don't have enough confidence.
That's a midah. You got to figure out what midah the lack of confidence is. What midah is it?
I feel small.
Yeah, you feel small. That's chet. Whoa, 1 second. You feel small. Why do you feel small? Why do you feel small? You're a tzelem elokim. Why do you feel small? There's something you're missing. Got to figure out where did you go wrong?
Which you must say would help me.
Feeling small. I don't know. If you need some godless Adam, open a Torah of Rome. You'll fly.
What about the circumstances that are holding you back?
What do you mean?
Let's say a person's just not a big Balkish, right? And Sad Shane, he has a tremendous passion to want to learn Torah and learn the Ian. He doesn't have $1 million to have a Rebbe, but he's getting in front of him to take him out.
I wonder. You know, Lahabdul. You got this guy who's 4.5 feet tall, and his passion is to be a basketball player. What do you tell the guy? When do you break the news to him?
Brooklyn is different.
So I really wonder. I am sure that you'll have somebody that is going to break his head and become a Gadol Batara, but I'm also sure that there are lots of people that are just kidding themselves. I said, when do you break the news to the basketball player? I don't know.
No, what the glass is saying, what the guidance that the Rebbe is giving you, that's something you feel a big passion for.
The passion that I'm talking about is to do something for Klal Yisrael. What is the Tikkun Klal Yisrael needs? And what are the strengths the Rabbanu Shlom gave you that makes you think this is what I'm here for? He put me in this place at this time for this.
That could be a distraction for you?
So I don't want to sound terrible. You know, we have a list of people. They said we're not big Balei Kishrin that became Gedolei Yisrael. So I'm not gonna. The Rambam says that everyone could be a tzaddik kama Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't say that everyone could be a chacham kama Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that on tzaddik.
The recanting is like Dhamma, and right telling us his Dhamma's rocks till he was 7 to 8 years old. And the last 2, 3, 4 years of his life is when he got his chokhmah.
The question is, what did he have that gave him his chokhmah? Rabbi Akiva till age 40. Nothing. What changed? So you have to know where it comes from. If you know where it comes from, why is a person lack chokhmah? Is it a lack of kishrin? Is it a lack of a certain attitude, a maturity, a confidence? There are lots of things that go into it.
The Torah is a matana. No way.
What?
He got it. The recanting got it as a matana.
The brother was saying about tzaddik Moshe.
I'm not coming here to dispel everything they've been telling us all the years in yeshiva. Yagata Matzasa Taimin. But you have to know where your shi'ifis are coming from. If your shi'ifis are real shi'ifis, if someone will not let himself live until he becomes a real Talmud Chacham, I'm sure he's going to get there. But But if someone thinks that, you know, one day it's going to hit and I'm going to get a matana, I don't think it'll ever come. I don't think so. You drive yourself absolutely crazy. You're going to work yomim v'layla till you develop your brain. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam give you matanas. But is that where someone's in? Where someone's at? You got to know who you're talking about. Every one of those Gdolei Yisrael that allegedly were not big Balei Kishrin were masmidim. You know, in a way that's just not normal.
My rabbi told me to drop out of yeshiva. He told me not to make it. I'm not saying I made it anywhere, but listen.
I don't know what you looked like then. You know, I have no idea why they told you such a thing. But it's not like you're dumb. I don't know. I don't know what made them say that. I have no idea.
Are there tikkun that are personal, like a guy has a type of macholas asurus? What does it do with Klal Yisrael?
It doesn't. He's got to be mitaken. I wonder if that's the only thing, like, that's the only thing he has.
Why are we assuming that's more than one? Avodah Zarah. This guy here.
I'm just saying this because most of us are not like that. Most of us are not like that. There are so many fronts that we have to work on. And there's usually one particular block that's in our way that mamish is holding us back.
For example,
people mention this self-confidence thing, which is one or another form of lack of bitachon, like a lack of something or other. That has to be worked on.
What the Rebbe said about being a chacham like Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't chacham, I mean chacham to Torah, doesn't that come as a function of your sitkus? It's a melva, I guess. Doesn't that they go together? The Chaim Shmulevitz was a tzaddik because of his Torah. They don't really. How
could
they separate them?
Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu means Chochem Moshe Rabbeinu.
Then all the sifkus come from the
Torah? No, but that's not what the Rambam is talking about. Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu means that you could know as much Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu. All the way up to the 50th Shari Bina. I don't think so.
So how could you be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu if you don't? You can't be a tzaddik without going up to the...
Is that so? I mean, where's that statement come from?
Doesn't that the time say he got it from his anova, which was his sitkus?
Adarama. He got his chokmah from his anova and sitkus. But that doesn't mean that you'll be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu and you'll necessarily get all the way up there. Especially since so much of it was by Matana. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven. He had a good Rebbe. Shlaima Melech. He got a matana. Good, but for that you don't have to get up to the 49th Shari Bina. Good, Dargis. Dargis. I don't know that it says anywhere that every person has the same potential in terms of learning. I don't know where it says that.
Chazon Ish writes that there's no any kishrinus or any, there's absolutely no tanaim whatsoever except for cheshik and ratzon. Person has a ratzon, but it's ruffled.
That's what I said before. If somebody is so dedicated that he's going to drive himself crazy, he's going to get it. He's going to learn yoimam v'layla and stop at nothing. He's going to get it. The question is he going to do that? You know, he's got to have that passion. The shaila, someone says he has a passion to be a Talmud Chacham, is he going to do that? Or it's just talk. It's like the passion to be a basketball player. I wonder.
What's wrong if he tries all his life to be a Talmud Chacham and doesn't make it? At least he learned.
You got to believe Matzah Sal Taimin. that means that Lamaisa, he didn't do what he had to in order to really become a Talmud Chacham, and then he spent his whole life fooling himself. Spent his whole life fooling himself.
He got shot on every single sogi, he just doesn't remember. That's totally, that's already Siyat Vishmai. So it could be every single mistake they learned, but on that few lines, he had it, got shot, forgot it the next day, and then went back to it. You still have arts. Lamaisa, you got them to the time.
What was his sheaf? What was he shayev to?
To no Torah.
What?
To no Torah.
So he didn't know Torah.
Right.
So that means that he was yogato olimotzos. No. His yigiyah was not enough.
The memory is the siyata d'shmai.
Zolzan is siyata d'shmai, but it comes from something.
B'shas ma'isa he got shot.
But he didn't remember it. Something's wrong.
Doesn't the Gemara say that the memory...
Yes, it's siyata d'shmai. Where do you get that siyata d'shmai?
Says you should be
mispalo. Be mispalo, Mishael Chochma Shalom. Sakura didn't work.
He didn't die.
So he was good. This guy's a problem. He was Makai when he had to.
What should such a person do?
A general person should take on that he's taking unrealistic expectations, or she's working.
I think if a person has expectations that are beyond his kishroinus, the only way he can really have those expectations is if he's prepared to stop at nothing. Someone who's prepared to stop at nothing will get there. Someone who is not prepared to stop at nothing, but he has this haftocha that if you hang out in yeshiva long enough, you'll get it. He's not going to get anywhere and he's wasting his time.
He should rather go to work.
What?
He should rather go to work.
Work for Klal Yisrael. Who? What's his tafkid? Fine, well, he has to figure out his tafkid.
Can't be so much tosos and ksuda says the bederach of someone who's going to learn and become up in double. Can't be so much on that.
I don't think the derech of someone going to learn really applies to our yeshivas and kailulim for the simple reason that it's in style and it doesn't involve any mesiras nefesh, and memela, there's no way of knowing. You got to work very hard to get it. You got to work very, very hard. And by the way, being a Baal Kishrin isn't necessarily the answer either. There is no substitute for amelis. There is no substitute for amelis. If you're not prepared to drive yourself crazy for learning, then there's a limit to how far you'll ever get. So if somebody doesn't have kishrin, he's going to have to work so much harder. He can't talk about a shifa for learning unless he's prepared to do that. Unless he's prepared to do that, let's not kid ourselves.
What about the regular mitzvah of Libra Torah? Somebody said he's not going to become a gadol. He sits, he learns a few starim. He's not what he's doing. It's in style. But compared to going to work, he's getting a mitzvah of Libra Torah, isn't he?
Can I ask why you're comparing it to go to work? Maybe there's some other things he's mechuyev to do. You say go to work. What do you mean by go to work? But where's he going?
Well, he's not relying on other people for parnasa. So
you're talking about parnasa. I'm talking about what is it that Hashem put him into the world for? There's nothing else for him to do. It's either that he sits in yeshiva or he goes to work. That's it. There's nothing else Klal Yisrael needs. There's nothing Klal Yisrael needs.
Can the Rav give some examples of worthwhile things? Care of being number one.
Every form of hashpa, in every way. All the different rayonis that Klal Yisrael's got in terms of different mitzvahs. Someone came up, there was a forgotten mitzvah shatnis. It was a mis mitzvah. People didn't think, they didn't know, they were wearing shatnis, they didn't know, they were being overlapped the rice. Somebody woke up that most barbers are being over the rices. And so was the Negev. I hope he's mefarsim as much as the shatnis people did. Mamish, good from barbers. Don't know the halacha and they're being oivad al takir. to go save Klal Yisrael. That does, of course, bigger things, communities, building up communities, taking communities that are mediocre and turning them into where people mamish live with emunah and Torah values, bringing Torah to a place. The people that bring Torah to place aren't necessarily the Rosh Yeshiva. They bring the Rosh Yeshiva in. There's so much to do. All we know is either you're in yeshiva or you go to work.
Is there a tough kid always to do something about Klal Yisrael in general? Is there no such tough kid
for the Derech Klal? There are so many. Klal Yisrael is so needy. I don't know what it was in the Friedrich Doris. Sounds like in Europe already things were pretty bad. But today, there's so many needs on every level. On every level. And yeshiva like Rabbi Batura don't know what they believe in. That in itself needs a tikkun. Tefillah needs a tikkun. Dear Shul. No, there are those that argue that no, it's detracting from you. I don't have to get into that vikuach. But do you know what? Do you realize what they did? And still doing? I mean, these are there are so many rayoinis of needs. I'm talking about needs, not stam how am I going to become famous. Needs that Klal Yisrael had. You realize that the Yediyah Satur is gone. Yechidim know. Most yeshiva like don't know that there's anything accessible other than the first couple of blad of Nashim and Ezekiel. Yeah, and then you go learn some kach. Mem Pasha giving. These are such Pasha the things that have to be done.
You have to
know. I find it hard to believe that someone gets put into Klal Yisrael in this day and age just to raise a nice, firm family. That's it's a big feat. It's not easy. But I don't think that's enough. There are so many things, so many tikkunim necessary. There's so much to do. Something bothers you, yeah, then you have a passion for it, do something. Then ask yourself, oh, what's holding me back? I'm sure everyone here has a passion for it. There are things that bother him so much about what's missing in Klal Yisrael. Go ask yourself why you're not doing it. Go ask yourself, what meat is stopping me from doing it? And you got to tackle that.
Can there be any tafkid not within the framework of for Klal Yisrael, or could there be any that could be objectively true?
Listen, theoretically, why not? I'm just looking at this day and age where there's so much missing, there's so much necessary. There's so much necessary. It could be. The right kind of doctor could be. With all the advancement in medicine, there's still, for people that know what's going on in there, there are either areas or approaches that are so necessary, or push it personalities, where people mamish suffer. It'll be such a tikkun if you have the right kind of doctors. You brought it up. I don't know what they're going to hear on this recording. I'm not suggesting that everyone now run, the tikkun gadol of this dar to become doctors. However, it may very well be a certain kind of doctor, a combination of personality, midas, yiras shamayim, and know-how. Know-how.
Yeshiva is no people saying yeshiva was supposed to stay learning. That's a later on in life, a person supposed to make a shiko.
I'm not going to sit here and start debating if everything in the yeshiva system is right or wrong. It would be a total ingrate. I came through the system, and I'm not farbittered. I don't have tainus on my rebbeim. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy what I got from them. The years in yeshiva, without question, built me. I'm going to start talking about the system. You got to sit there and figure out what's going on. I'm not going to sit here and knock the yeshivas. You know, some people like doing that.
Outside of that, it would be in the field for a person to be a chedmin of whether he should be a learning or go to. He's not going to be a chedmin.
Good.
That's a personal chedmin.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah. I see Be'ikr, Kal Yisrael is bleeding from all sides in Ruchnias. Oh, and Gashmias also. There's plenty of place in Gashmias to help people. Physically, financially. The people, right? The people that are running around trying to train Yungalait to deal with their money in a responsible way. They're not telling them to leave yeshiva. Just to know how to spend money and how not to spend money. How to make financial decisions. That isn't saving mishpachis. So it's a gevaldige tafkid. I mean, I'm just giving examples. There's so many things to do.
As a yid, is the first priority towards Klal Yisrael, I guess that would be.
Of course, the first priority is Klal Yisrael. First priority is Klal Yisrael. I mean, Agav is a chiv to be a Golem B'Torah too. But don't forget that one. Don't forget that one. I don't want anyone to walk away from here that telling everyone just do kiruv and don't learn. Whatever you do, you got to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to be as big in learning as you possibly can. Okay.